I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want you've got, it might be hard to handle, but like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter, and you pull them all together, and I can't explain. Oh yeah, well,
hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. And today we have the amazing, the elegant, the incoming president, the Edmonton Empress herself. Of course, I'm talking about Harmela. How are you, Harmela?
Hello, Daniel. I'm doing wonderful.
You're doing good. You kind of had a little bit of a trek to get here.
I did.
So thank you for being here.
It's been a lovely morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Always like fitted up. Always, yes.
I could say the same for you. The Calgary King,
might
I say.
Okay, thank you. We're keeping the phonetics. Yeah. We're keeping the phonetics going.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Calgary with a K.
Calgary with a K. Mm-hmm. So this is Songs of Friends. So obviously we'll play some songs. Obviously you are the friend.
Mm-hmm.
The first song I'm really excited to get into because I was at the concert at the Chan Center this past Friday.
Fatoumata?
Fatoumata, yes, with our mutual friend.
Yeah. Yes.
Cat. Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I have to give a big shout out to Cat.
Yes.
For putting me onto Fatoumata.
Oh, really?
At your birthday party.
Oh.
Yeah, because she was telling me about them and like the relationship that she has with her mom.
Yeah.
The artist.
Oh, so this is Fatoumata is new to you.
Yes, Fatoumata is brand new to me.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
okay.
I have Kat to thank for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that you're bringing in the Songs with Friends lore into the into the episode. And why this song specifically? Is this like Kat put you onto the song specifically, or was this one like you were connecting with the most?
Yeah. I love this album because Kat had mentioned the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going through all of her work. And then I just found this album and I'm like, yes, this is perfect for this time of my life. I really like this song because it's one of the more upbeat ones, but it's still calm and grounded.
Yeah.
It just does what it needs to do.
It does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
And one thing she said, I don't want to speak too much because this is your episode, but one thing she said during the concert, which was like, it kind of gave a good insight into like how she makes her music and why she makes her music. She was like, I have all these problems. There's so much that's going on in the world, but I'm not like a politician. I'm not like an activist or anything, but what I do know how to do is this. So I put all my life like into the songs. So I'm glad this is connecting with you so far. Maybe we'll just play it, but is there any words you want to give to the people listening that they should keep in mind while this is playing?
Oh, any words? Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Harmela with a message. Okay, this is Sawa. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it
Sowa,
right.
Sowa.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's
my bad.
Yeah.
By the amazing Fatoumata Diawara from the album Fatou. Guessing that is partially based off her name, but yeah. Hope everyone listening enjoys.
So why, I, so why, so why, what? So why, I, so why, so why. Kone bina kumasa Nebe sara la muzola Hadunu nya muzola Kula mogelema Ibe kono ta segena Kide molo segena Kika no la mo abada Kataga la mola Ibo di la mola Kika no tono dun abada Sa a a a yi So what? So what? So what? Nini ndogo ni la mode nye Johnny nye la mode nye Fanta bata ni la mode nye Na umanya nema Kala mwenye ponye neduma la mokorodo Ujoni nye la mode nye Nini ndogo ni la mode nye Ni ulo teni bibolo Ikana dikata la mwola Nide muzo mani bibolo Ikana dikata la mwola Denje mani bibolo Ikana dikata la mwola Ovena ni duzo kasiye, ovena ni sonjae sa a ai. So wa, so wa wa, so wa.
And we are back. We were grooving so hard, we forgot to look at the boards. But that was Sawa by Fatoumata Diawara. Hope everyone enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. The two of us were just talking about how that reminded us a little bit of like church, weirdly enough. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So at Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the best part is the very end when all the kids, big to small, stand in like a row and they just sort of like clap and sing.
On stage?
Like just at the front of the church.
Okay.
Because you're kind of like sleeping for most of it.
Yeah.
Until the very last part because you're like, okay, let me get
none
up.
None of the words from like the pastor, deacon, etc. are being heard.
None. But unless he's singing it.
Yeah.
Because also, if anyone's been to Ethiopian Orthodox Church, low-key, all those priests can sing. Like, they're all very talented for some reason,
yeah,
always.
Like, get out of that robe and get in the booth.
Yeah. Honestly, somebody needs to bring a contract to these churches and just get them
sign
all signed.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to tell us a little bit about the second song? I don't know what song this is, so I'm very excited to hear a little bit about it.
I would also
let
like
you
to
refresh your memory there.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about this artist, but I think they're like a more low-key 2000s artist. Their name is Rez.
Okay.
And I just found this song when I was like going through someone's radio. I think like a Nelly Furtado radio.
Oh, okay.
And I just think I've been having a lot of questions on my mind because I've just been seeing a lot of Timothée Chalamet all over my feed.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And so I just, I've been.
Sorry. I'm trying to take this seriously.
No. It's okay. But I've just been analyzing fame, vanity, this idea of like an it boy or an it girl of our generation and like having to live up to that kind of status. Mm-hmm. And Golden Boys, I just think, is an interesting take because what the song is talking about is like looking behind that sort of like glittery facade and like who are they really behind, you know, their sort of star persona.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And why Timothée Chalamet? Do you think there's anything behind that golden boy persona of his?
Oh, I don't really know him, but...
That's true. Y'all don't be messaging.
No. Do you sense that, though, Daniel? Would you say he's your it boy?
I would say he's definitely, like, the it boy, yeah. Because, and I get what you mean. I feel like every few years there's, like, this celebrity that's propped up, and it's like, oh... This is the standard, and this is who everybody agrees is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Zendaya is still,
yes,
still her. It's kind of all I can think of, Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya,
yeah,
right now. But yeah, I would agree. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it hasn't impacted me consciously, but probably subconsciously. So maybe I need to do some deep digging as well. And maybe Rez will help me. Get there.
Rez will uncover everything.
Rez will uncover a lot. Yeah. So hopefully for those listening, this song encourages some deep, pensive thought. Mm-hmm. This is Golden Boys by Rez, and this is from the album How I Do. So hope everyone listening enjoys.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hello, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. I'm Daniel.
I'm Harmela.
And the song you just heard was Golden Boys by Rez.
Yeah.
How I Do. I'm getting a theme from your music taste. Not necessarily from just today, but after you played Golden Boys, I was thinking, the last time Harmela was on a show of mine, which was Fan Club Tuesdays from 2 to 3, on CITR 1.9, you brought in Smile by Lily Allen. And that was the first time I'd heard that song. And since then, been in my rotation, in my Happy Mood playlist, in my Groovy Hang playlist, in my April playlist, in my March playlist, in my February playlist.
Whoa.
So, like, you've put me on. That's besides the point. But I'm getting the sense that you have some, like, reverence for the 2000s. Would that be correct?
Yes. I can fully admit I have been influenced. I am a product of the internet.
But you were born in the early 2000s.
But I was also born in the early 2000s. I grew up listening to Nelly Furtado. Because also, she's from Victoria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew she was a Canadian queen, but I didn't know she was a West Coast Canadian queen.
Yeah, she's very close to home.
Okay, wow.
Well, not my home, but home as of now.
Home as of now.
Yeah.
And you say the internet. How do you think you've been, like, put onto this 2000s wave? Because I didn't even realize there was, like, a... Like, I know, like, Y2K and everything, but I feel like the songs you're bringing in, they're not necessarily, like, within the broad, like, basic 2000s that you think of.
Yeah, and this is where my deep Virgo analytical thinking skills come in.
Oh, you're a Virgo.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because I'm like, okay, I see this Y2K thing that's happening.
Yeah.
But let me actually look into Y2K. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to, like, really sort of cannibalize the culture. Yeah. Of Y2K.
A lot of it is pioneered by us, so as we should.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. And because we were also, like, born in the early 2000s, I can claim Y2K.
You can claim it.
As my own.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I've just been doing a lot of, like, deep digging. There's going to be even more Y2K, like, with Frou Frou coming up.
I'm excited.
2005 Queen.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I like how you said claiming, because it does feel good to, like, claim something, like an aesthetic or an era or something, and be like, this is mine, I belong to this.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I hope you claim, because it's very true, is your artistic, creative, expressive side. And one thing I want to ask is, like, how does music for you kind of, like, influence your art? And some people may not know what your art manifests in, so maybe talk a little bit about that as well.
Thank you for this question, Daniel, because actually there might be, like, a song coming up right now. Let me see. Okay, the song that we're about to play is directly related to this question. You read my mind. Yeah.
Wow, we're just on the same, like when we're in the studio, the wavelengths are synced.
In parallel. Sync. You can't
like
see
Carmela
our...
and I have joined hands for those who can.
Our hands are moving in a wave together.
Yes, we'll continue.
So I love film, and a big part of the creation of film for me is heavily inspired by music. So the song that's coming up next is Love Theme by Devante Hines. There's no lyrics, and it sort of is just this like orchestral melody. And for me, when I'm creating art, my go-to vessel is film. Mm-hmm. I really love to just watch a clip and then find a song and then see what it does to that clip. See what it does to whatever I filmed.
You would be a great like music supervisor.
I would love to do this.
Yeah.
If anybody needs one.
Anyone. Put that out in the universe.
Yeah.
You never know who's listening.
Hey, I'm here.
Carmela is here.
And
I'm here too.
We're
Carmela
both here.
Today. The focus is on her.
Yeah. And if you need music, you need someone that is like, oh, I know what this video clip needs.
Yeah.
What kind of song?
Because I have seen that on your Instagram, and they're beautiful. Like you just have these little like moments of life that you like add a song to, and suddenly it's so emotional and beautiful. And I just love your artistry and everything you do.
Thank you, Daniel.
This song, I mean, I'm sure I've heard it because I've seen the movie, but I haven't paid attention to it. But yeah, this song we're about to play, it's from Queen and Slim. Very great acting in that movie, great visuals, great music.
Anytime Devante Hines is composing anything for a film, it's bound
hits.
To be. Yeah, it
Because We Are Who We Are, you've seen that.
Yes.
I can't think of other things, but Blood Orange, amazing.
Yeah, and I just love listening to everything that they compose. So enjoy this next
song. Okay. Here is Love Theme, Photograph by Devante Hines from the Queen and Slim score. Hope you enjoy.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with a second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited. So please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends, specifically Songs with Harmela. Just the absolute most calming, chill, comedic vibes in the studio right now. I'm so at ease. How are you doing so far? We're halfway there.
I am also so at ease. Every time I walk into the studio and Daniel's in it, I just trust that...
And my lotion scents.
I was just going to say, I can trust that the studio is, one, going to smell good,
You're
and
so
two,
kind.
The vibes are going to be fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, I can say the same for you. As you walk, I mean, I don't have the strongest nose, but I'm sure if I were sitting a bit closer to you, it would smell amazing.
Thank you, Daniel.
And I'm also so at ease and very calm as soon as you walked in. Yes. So, what do you think... Where do you see your relationship with music going?
Ooh.
Because we talked about music supervision. Mm-hmm. We talked about you looking at clips where you add like music to it and it has a whole new meaning.
Mm.
What would you like to like just put out there in the universe and you're like, this is where I see Harmela in regards to music, in regards to art, like whatever.
Something I've thought about for a while is that I wish I could sing, but I cannot.
But singing is very learnable, so you can sing.
Yeah, singing is very learnable, but...
The next song is actually an original by Harmela. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just listen closely for my background vocals.
Yeah, she'll be singing.
I will be singing.
No. You want to learn to sing?
I don't.
Oh,
I do,
okay. But
I will not.
Like, you don't want to put in the... Because it takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot. And I'm like, if that's not where my natural talent is... I'm not going to force it.
You want to foster the natural talent.
Yeah.
So what do you think your natural talent is?
I think I have an eye for seeing where music fits in.
Okay.
You know?
So eye and ear.
An eye and an ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also act. Though.
I do. I do act.
Is acting something that's more of like a fun little hobby? Or do you think, like, does acting take priority over like the eye and ear? Or is acting like that would be first?
I think I act because of my eye and ear, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I think I know what looks good, and preferably in life, I would like to be behind the camera, but I would also like to spend a large portion of time, I think, working in front of the camera. Just
and Issa Rae, arc.
Yes!
Yeah.
Issa Rae, I love you, girl. You're my idol.
She's listening, probably. Quinta, too.
Hey. If any of y'all listening need somebody to do anything, I'll be there.
She will.
Hold your cup.
She'll hold it sturdily.
Won't drop it.
Won't drop it. But sorry, continue.
But yeah, I think music informs acting in a lot of ways. Have you ever acted, Daniel?
I'd agree. I was going to say unofficially, in terms of I've told lies very successfully.
Mm.
And I feel like I've also, what else? I don't know. I haven't really acted. I mean, I did like drama class in like junior high and high school.
Mm.
And I've done like photo shoots, which I don't think is acting. But I've never like, I mean, the opportunity you sent me, I forgot to... reach out to that person. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
But no, I feel like I'd really like to because I feel like it'd be really fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you love, I feel like you're right because I feel like when you love music, everything else kind of like falls in around it.
Yeah.
So like I love video editing.
Mm-hmm.
And like a big part of video editing, obviously, as we were talking about, is like the music and like what music like fits with what.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also love writing. And so a lot of the time, if I'm writing like a paper or I'm writing a little screenplay or something, like in the back of my mind is kind of like, oh, what song would be like playing to this scene? Because I love scenes in movies where someone's just like, you know, like running across a field or like driving at night and there's like this amazing song playing.
Yes.
And it's like the song is just, or like that scene. Have you seen that scene in Insecure? Like, have you seen the whole show?
I have.
Okay, so I won't be a spoiler. Spoiler alert for Insecure, like, season 4 or whatever, or 5. But after Issa and Lawrence, like, reconcile, mm-hmm. and they spend the evening together. That scene where she's like, I'll walk home. And she's just like walking to that like Blood Orange and Steve Lacy song. And I'm like, that's what I would love to do. Yes. Sorry, I'm talking way too much for your episode.
No, but I'm so happy to hear that. Because it's like, yes, like whoever put that together just understood what that moment needed.
Yeah.
And I think that's what like being a lover of music is. Mm-hmm. And like even acting is like just understanding what a moment needs.
Yeah.
And like,
we could talk about it forever. Okay. Here's a proposition for you. So the next song is Wanna Get to Know You. Mm-hmm. G-Unit Joe. I'd love you to introduce this song and what it means to you. And then also in the scene of your life, where would this song be playing?
Okay, so this song to me means, well, this is a song that I get ready to in the morning.
Okay.
When I'm like, oh, I see the sun peeking through, and I really want to look cute today, so let me put on a cute little outfit, get my hair all messy and did.
I say the exact same words to myself
when yes? I wake up. Put on a cute little outfit.
Put a cute little outfit.
Hair all messy and did.
Yeah.
Oh, my lotion.
Yes. Make sure I'm moisturized. Lotion's got to be on. Uh-huh. No ashiness today.
No, never.
Never.
Where would the song be playing?
I could see it playing like a little like get ready montage. For some reason, yes. I'm thinking a bee movie. And you know how like Barry the Bee's like getting ready in the day? I could see that you while like this song is kind of. But sorry.
No.
I'm stealing your thunder.
No, you're right.
That would be it?
That is it.
Okay. any other inspirations that are coming to mind?
I'm also seeing like a scene where you and all your girls are like, you know, at a beach and you're having a good time playing volleyball. And then you notice like someone who's kind of cute just walking past. Mm-hmm. And then this song would start playing.
Okay.
You know, as you're trying to like play your volleyball and get that special someone's attention.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So two very different scenes that we want the listener to picture while the song plays.
Yeah.
Or whatever scene you like and that comes to mind for you. But here's Wanna Get to Know You by G-Unit and Joe, and it's from the album Beg for Mercy. Hope everyone listening enjoys.
In my eyes, swinging them hips when you pass. I'm visualizing my name tattooed on that ass, baby. Jump on this Harley, let's go smoke some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the after party. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, head fixed all the time. And your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want you. I bet you how you doing what you said that you won't do. Make a decision sure that good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that don't. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. Holla at you, boy. Wonder why I don't call her. Maybe because I'm busy and she needs someone to spoil her. It gets annoying from time to time. I gotta ignore her in order to let her know that we friends and nothing more. She loves it when I'm in town, hate it when I'm not around. I get her and wear it down. Next door neighbors hear the sound. Pictures hitting the ground. Just enough to hold us down. I'm sticking and moving, cruising after the third round. Just lay back, baby, and let me drive you crazy. I can make a 40-year-old feel like a young lady. I admit I fell in love with a frame. And I make her feel special. I let her call me by my government name. Her panties wet over fame. Fell in love with my chain. I wonder if I wasn't an entertainer, would she remain? Surrounding me, hounding me, trying to be my homie. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm your homie. I wanna get to know you.
Yeah. out more. Watching her lick her lips, or watching her walk, she hypnotized me with her hips, man. I sweet talk her if she like, cause all she really want is a nigga to treat her right, right. Look, I'm legit now, I used to break laws. Now you can reap the benefits of world tours. Big house, big Benz, girl, it's yours. Mink coats, Italian shoes, stones with no flaws. You ain't got to look like a model for me to adore you. All you gotta do is love me and be loyal. Don't indulge in my past, fuck what happened before you. Cause of me, some honeys gon' hate you, they never saw you. Come here, let me touch on you, I'll let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night, we can have a ball at night.
Hello, that was Wanna Get to Know You by G-Unit and Joe. Amazing song to get ready in the morning. So
yeah.
I was telling Harmela that was added to the Good Morning playlist immediately. How did you find this song? Do you remember?
I think I found it on like an early afternoon drive with my ex over last summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what were, I mean... X removed. What were the vibes of the drive like while this was playing?
It was beautiful.
Was it sun? Or I guess early afternoon, not a sunset.
Yeah. But it was like beautiful, like summertime.
Was this in Edmonton?
This was in Edmonton.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling to visualize a beautiful summer in Edmonton, but I'm trying.
It was beautiful. The windows were down. We were driving by the river, North Saskatchewan River, if anybody knows.
They don't.
But if anybody does.
If anyone does.
Hey.
North Saskatchewan. So let's talk about the next song. Fru Fru. Tell me a little bit. I have no idea who this person or group or song is. So
okay.
I'm a baby when it comes to Fru Fru.
Are you at all familiar with SNL of the 2000s, specifically Andy Samberg?
Love Andy.
Yeah. Do you remember the Dear Sister video where...
Like the sketch?
The sketch video where he's reading a letter and yes. He's like, Dear Sister, and then he just gets shot out all of a sudden. And then they all just start like shooting each other.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, okay. I'll show it to you after.
Okay.
But if anybody knows what I'm talking about, there's a Fru Fru song that plays in the background of it. And it's the, what you say? That's Fru Fru.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was sampled.
Okay, by Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Okay, you can sing. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard some vibrato there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you grew up on SNL.
I grew up on SNL. Back to the 2000s.
Yeah.
And Fru Fru is like a mid-2000s legend, okay? She's like alt, indie, I think. and... Her sound is so, I would say it's so specific to her and like in a way that reminds me of Pink Panthers. I don't know how to describe it, but she.
Is it like the voice? Is it the vibe?
The voice, the vibe, and like the production of the sound.
Mm.
This isn't the song to highlight it the best, like in comparison to Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
But I will say, if I could compare Pink Panthers to anybody, I would compare her to Fru Fru.
Fru Fru. Does Fru Fru have like cute little bangs and a bag that she carries everywhere?
Actually, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah, if I look at the album cover of this song, I think she does have bangs and a bag.
Oh, she's got like a little bit of a bang.
Yeah, she's got a little.
On.
Yeah.
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 A little bit.
I don't know about the cute little bag,
no,
but...
bag missing.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's The Dumbing Down of Love by Fru Fru from the album Details. I'm excited to listen to it. Hope you are too, and hope you enjoy.
The dumbing down of love, jaded in anger, love underwhelms you, no box of chocolates, whichever way you fall. You're still not famous, and you haven't struck it rich. Underachieving, 'cause no one's receiving. This tunnel vision, it's turning out all
Hello. That was some of The Dumbing Down of Love by Fru Fru from her album Details. I think this is like the calmest I've ever been in this studio, like, but not like in a sleepy way. I just feel so relaxed, like A, from that song, and then B, just the vibes you've brought in. And this is Songs with Friends, so I am gonna gas up my friend here. But one thing I love about Harmela is that every time I see her, I always leave like the conversation or whatever our interaction is just feeling like uplifted in some way. Like, I feel like you just bring so much like joy, and you just bring so much encouragement to people. And you also are very vocal about like what the people in your life mean to you. I feel like you're vocal about like where you're at and where you want to go. And everything about you is just like, okay, I gotta like hang on to like Harmela's sails on her like metaphorical boat, because it's going across oceans. And so we were talking about, I don't even remember what we were talking about while the song was playing, but we were talking about life and like the reading that you had before you came here.
Yes.
And so like what's on your mind today? Because you were talking about feeling free.
Oh, yes. First and foremost, thank you, Daniel. My goodness. My cheeks hurt right now from smiling. So thank you for your very kind words.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, I received a tarot card reading right before I came here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. It was really great. It was really kind. Shout outs to her, the lovely medium that I spoke to. But a theme that came out was sort of knowing your strength and like being grounded in calmness and like love and kindness, because you know what you are and you know what you want to do and want to create on this earth.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so I think something I've been trying to like really deep in myself is that like if I see something or if I want to say something, I can in whatever means that means that in whatever means I'm
able to do, are able, able to do.
To do. Yeah. And even the things that I don't know that I'm able to do yet, they can be done. And they will be done.
That's so cool. Okay. To be fair, or to be honest, sorry, I feel like I've been a bit dismissive of tarot card readings in the past. Ooh. And that's mainly because, other than growing up in a Christian household, tarot in my mind, for some reason, brings to mind like horror movies. So when you say, when I hear tarot, I'm thinking like Ouija. I'm thinking like the twins from The Shining.
Oh, no, no.
I'm thinking like Barbarian.
I know what you're talking
about. The Monster of Barbarian. So, but that sounded very different than that. So maybe I need to be a little more open-minded with tarot cards. So thank you for helping me deconstruct some of my biases today.
No, I would actually love to take you through a tarot card reading
one day.
Are they free? No, but I do have some sources. I do have some outlets that would be free. Some people who would do it.
The one thing about me, I love to have free things given to me. I think that leads into, not the free things, but what you were saying. I think that leads into the next song.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So this next song is I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. And I think a lot of it, the song is talking about fear when it comes to love and like, losing people by loving them, which is a fear of mine as well. I'm not afraid to admit that.
We get in deep on Songs with Friends.
We get in deep.
Red Table Talk, found missing. Songs with Friends.
Is call here. Me Jada.
Yeah. Somebody check on her.
No, really, though. Anybody. I think this is a really sweet song to just talk about, like, being scared to, like, have feelings for people because you don't want to get hurt.
Enough said. Let's play that. I'm Like a Bird, Nelly Furtado, by the album Whoa Nelly, which is the best album title I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't even know that's what that is.
It's amazing. But yeah, hope everyone listening enjoys.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is.
I'm like a bird. I don't know. I was trying something.
I liked it.
Thank you. This is TR 101.9 FM, Songs of Friends. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. We're going to play you off with one more. Mm. Do you have any parting words for the people and also anything about this last song? It's been great spending time with you, as always. Thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Daniel.
Thank you.
My parting words for this last song, which I think kind of takes a turn from I'm like a bird. It's kind of like, okay, I'm like a bird and I can flap my wings.
Flap them.
And fall in love. Okay. And so my parting words for everyone is I hope you all have a beautiful summer.
Yes.
And fall in love with something. It doesn't have to be someone. Or fall in love with somewhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Or yourself.
Yourself, even better. But I just hope you're immersed in love and light and goodness, honestly.
Beautiful. You're like the good witch from Wizard of Oz. I love it.
I try my
just
best.
Just so much wholesomeness. This has been Songs with Armella. This is The Game of Love by Santana and Michelle Branch. Thank you for listening. And yeah, have a wonderful day.